as a lot of them are also freelancers, we've been able to give them small projects to see if what we believe to be true is true. And actually, it's been very, very successful. We've had a thoroughly enjoyable time. Our most successful is probably Mike Atherton, who's Sizemore on Twitter, who was doing some blogging for us and then came up with a script for a TV show, which we're now in pre-production for, which is fantastic. So that's the first thing. The second thing, social media helped me to understand how my mainstream media business is changing. We do TV and games, and both those are changing, right? They are both broadcast medium in the sense that here is this thing that we do, and you can either play the game or not, or you can watch the TV program or not. But actually, social media is changing that. It's, you know, you used to be, you went to the cinema and then you went to the pub to talk about it, and now those two things are becoming part of the same thing. On my Facebook feed, I have both content and conversation within the same feed. And this helps us to understand how that is. So it has huge impact on the way that we understand how our business is changing. And the third thing is that conversation is a fault-tolerant medium for the storage of ideas. So as a creative business, we get to have wider, larger scale conversations about more complex problems, and actually our business benefits from it. We don't give away our trade secrets. We do discuss a lot of ideas around that and benefit from that. Thank you.